I've been out of the country over Christmas. Not one word did I hear or see about Northern Ireland for nearly a fortnight. I can't tell you how refreshing it was to be free of daily accounts of political squabbling, petty and serious crime, sectarian incidents and general gloom about the economy, unemployment and appalling weather. So it was with sinking heart I came home to find the Guildhall clock stopped and opened last week's papers to find the same old litany of wanton vandalism, drunken driving, joyriding arsonists, abandoned pets, sectarian and racially motivated assaults, burglaries and heating oil theft. Two of our local papers published reviews of the past 12 months. It's amazing how much of it I'd forgotten. It was a curate's egg of a year, good in parts. Highlights were the establishment of a microbrewery and cafe on the still barren-looking Ebrington complex, plans for an urban village incorporating the fountain and bogside areas, the Burning Temple spectacular, the opening of the Foyle Arena Sports Centre, a scatter of new technology jobs at the Old City Factory, the Garden of Reflection between Bishop Street and the Fountain, plans for a third new hotel, a sizeable housing development at Ballyhoane, a park at Drumahoe, the Siege Museum, just awarded 5 tourist stars, a vintage year of arts projects at the Playhouse despite swinging funding cuts, Dr. Eamon Martin's installation as Catholic Primate of All Ireland, movement at last on the long-anticipated A5 and A6 road projects, and the best ever celebrations in the Halloween capital of the world, Derry, Londonderry. However, low points and losses regularly dampened our spirits. 2015 took from us tour guide Martin McCrossan, journal photographer Larry Doherty and Paul McCauley, victim of a callous attack 9 years ago. The popular Mandarin Palace restaurant burnt down. Brick kiln waste went bust. Redevelopment of the Arntz belting site was resisted. Expansion of McGee arrested. The Christmas ice rink and market cancelled. B&Q's closing. There were 2,000 plus cases of domestic violence in the city and district. And unlamented Ilex is no more. Much was made last year of the huge sums invested in Belfast compared to the miserly portion Derry received. Much of our promised prosperity is on such a long finger, I won't live to see it. There's been a steady trickle of job losses and an increasing number of our young people emigrating for work. Meanwhile, punishment beatings, shootings and bomb scares continue. Draw your own conclusions as to whether or not we've made significant progress in 2015. The thing is, we're basically a decent, caring people, welcoming to visitors, with an unparalleled record for commitment to voluntary and community work, fundraising for charity and random acts of kindness. But the growing percentage of disaffected young, whose hobbies are drink, drugs and anarchy, needs to be addressed, and urgently. Neither parents, educators, society or the law seem effective in dealing with their nihilistic mindset. We've come further than other parts of Northern Ireland in reconciling difference here, with communities on either side of the religious and political divide working together to their mutual advantage. But the virus of suspicion and mistrust that has tainted our lives since the founding of this unstable state is far from eradicated and is manifesting itself in our rising generation. It bodes ill for our future.